All right, we had Matt Motel in New York, but we've lost him, so hold on a second. You're listening to WGXC live from Accra. And we'll get them up in just a second. We're sending them a message. And let's see if they're back. It's time for In the Van. Matt Motel live from New York City. And yes, they're gone. Not forgotten. Hopefully we'll be back soon. We'll be back in just a second. On Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. All right, we're going to get you a proper show in just a second. But it's not going to be this one.
Of who I am as a human being and stuff.
And so are you practicing intervals and things like that, interval exercise?
I just practice whatever the fuck I want. I just like improvise for like a couple hours. It's like do-do-do-do-do, like whatever pops into my head, I just play it.
Do you ever make notes of your improvisations so you can just remember? Is it like the best things are fixed into your muscle memory and you can do them again?
I just
or do you lose
always
them?
Play the best thing because like I'm motherfucking Crispus Yogis. I mean, I mean,
Tom, tell me if this is working. Kevin has his phone, too. His number is 917-415-9094.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get...
How are you doing? Good. We're trying to broadcast live on the radio in Hudson, New York. Do you have anything to say to the radio? How's your day going?
Not bad. It's good.
Good. Yeah.
Best day today.
Best day?
Yeah.
Why is this the best day?
I got my money.
Good. You got paid today. Oh, so Thursday is always the best day?
Yeah.
Every Thursday.
Every
okay.
Thursday.
That's good. I know how that works. I need...
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Good. What did you
That's
pick
what
up?
I was looking for. Almonds.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Neither of the almonds.
Tom, tell me if this is working. Send a message. Connection Do we have a connection? Drive to the stone and meet up with those fools?
Yeah, we should. They're probably asleep. Mike's probably like...
Send someone to
hang out with his baby.
Call someone and get him on speakerphone, and then
okay,
we can
sure.
interview them on...
I'll call Tim Dahl.
Yeah, call Tim.
Is it working?
I don't know. We have 9 viewers
Tim's
on...
Tim's going to be... Tim's going to be like annoyed with me or something.
Hello. So, Tom, you're not sending a message. Maybe...
Does speakerphone really translate on this? Like, is that going to really...
It sounds really good.
It sounds really good, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd it sounds like
sounds real.
Okay, cool. We heard it on the
archive.
Why don't you talk to him?
No, you okay, I'll talk to him.
Alright, here. Oh yeah.
Make sure you tell him who you are, Chris.
You don't want to bother
Tim Dahl, Mad Motel, on Chris Pizziotis' phone. We're trying to broadcast live on the radio in Hudson, New York through my phone. Call us back if you want to be interviewed.
So,
wait,
what has happened since the last episode of ITV? It's been actually some version of tumultuousness in the summer, and it's okay that it's been a tumultuous summer, but yeah,
pulverize the sound.
We should drive to like where Mike Pride lives.
Well,
that was good.
Should we drive to the stone and meet up with those fools?
Yeah, we should.
They're probably asleep. Mike's probably like...
Send someone to...
hang out with his baby.
Call someone and get him on speakerphone, and then
okay,
we can
sure.
interview them on...
I'll call Tim Dahl.
Yeah, call Tim.
Is it working?
I don't know. We have 9 viewers
Tim's
on the
gonna,
internet.
Right.
On the
Tim's going to be like annoyed with me or something.
Hello. So, Tom, you're not sending a message. Maybe...
Does speakerphone really translate on this? Like, is that going to really...
It sounds really good.
It sounds really good, actually. Okay. Yeah. You'd
it
be shocked.
Like,
sounds real.
Okay, cool.
We heard it on the...
Yeah, the archive.
Why don't you talk to him?
No, you... Yeah, okay, I'll talk to him.
All right, here. Oh, yeah, here.
Make sure you tell him who you are, Chris.
You don't want to bother...
Tim Dahl, Mad Motel, on Chris Pizziotis' phone. We're trying to broadcast live on the radio in Hudson, New York, through my phone. Call us back if you want to be interviewed.
I could try Dominica.
Wait, you have a phone. Chris, what's your phone number? Tom, send Chris messages so we can have better conversations.
Because
we need the technology.
631. 697.
2021. Confirm with Tom that it's
radio.
Confirm with Tom. Confirm with Chris that it's working.
Calling because everybody wants to talk to me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have any messages.
You have no. Kevin has no
looks
messages.
Like there's a drummer there walking away.
Yeah. Look at this guy's got a guitar. Maybe we'll take some cardboard. Last time we met a Russian guy. And he was cool. He was like, yeah, with a German girl. And then we had a conversation about Eastern Europe and the politics. And actually, the politics of the East, now that we talk about things, are in a much more serious place than they were only 4 months ago. Do you have an opinion on the politics of the East?
No.
No? Do you have an opinion on the politics of the East?
No comment.
No comment. There must be Kevin Shea, politics of the East.
You mean like Greece and shit?
Yeah, Greece and stuff.
Syria
yeah.
And shit. Come
yeah.
on, man.
Yeah, the East.
I think that Russia should step up and paint all the... He should ask that guy.
Yeah. Take all the refugees. Yeah, take them off. I'm gonna take them off.
Russia should take all the refugees.
No, everybody should take them off. Wherever they wanna go.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Okay, we're getting in the van. We're gonna get in the back. Yeah. It's a little crazy in the front, but. These, we're just gonna sit here.
We're sticking around the block.
boxes. We're gonna sit in the van and have a live performance. So here we are. We're all gonna sit here, and we're gonna have a live performance. That's gonna be a great show. Taliban's playing on Saturday, as is Chris Pitsiokas. No, leave it open. Leave it open. No, it's okay. Maybe close that's one. Thank you. Leave it.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. And so here we are. We're in the van. And you're gonna let the situation leave?
Yeah.
Oh, like that.
Yep. How come?
Yeah. I don't know. Jams are more important.
Jams are more important.
No,
man. I don't think so.
Yeah, this
what
is an important question.
What am I supposed to do?
You're
supposed to go...
This is important for all you that want to know how to pick up ladies. You gotta go out there. You gotta ask lots of questions to the ladies and let them know.
And then run after them and tell them that you love them.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta do right now.
On the first date.
Was this the first date?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, man.
Let them know that you love them.
Is she ready for you to follow her, or did we screw this up?
I don't know. Why do you think I know about these things?
We already get the girls.
What do you guys think?
I think that the girls need to be asked questions, lots of questions.
She likes asking questions.
That's true, but like, she just likes asking questions in general.
Yeah, that seems annoying, actually.
But she was an interesting person, and all it takes is just some inquisitive person to make someone feel good, you know?
I'm gonna whip out my fucking saxophone.
We're gonna have a little jam in the van. ITV in the van.
A little mellow jam.
Yeah.
Because if I get really strong attacking, we're gonna get like real arrested attack real fast.
There's no
light.
I wish we had light. Like
last
year.
Check it out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at this guy.
Ooh, look at that guy. Look at that guy.
Yeah. We're in the van right now.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that. We're supposed to have
a... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, now we have a production team.
Yeah.
It really is like at least a three-person job to produce a radio show. We got Tom and Hudson.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
What are you shaking there?
If anyone wants to call in and speak to us live on the air, they can call let's call Kevin. Kevin
has his phone.
Yeah. 917-415-9094.
Oh, you know his number? That's like, I can't believe you know his number.
I've known him since 2003.
I don't know. I don't even know my mom's number.
You can call Kevin Shea.
I know your mom's number. That's funny. You don't know your
We're going back on the air. Okay.
I can't believe, you shouldn't just let her walk like that.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to go with her and be like, yo, baby, guess what? Boing.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, she just like ducked out.
Trust her to leave.
Yeah, okay. She might go somewhere else. Okay, you guys want to come in the van? We're having a live radio broadcast. It's in Hudson.
Jamming
in the van.
Famous? No, actually, I'll come out.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's their band? They sound like fish.
Yeah.
Did they play tonight?
No.
No, they're just walking.
They're just fucking pieces of shit. They suck so much.
I think we're on.
Oh, yeah, good.
So if anyone wants to call in and speak to us live on the air, we want to know what it's like live in Hudson, New York right now. Because I've never been to
It wasn't a PC experience, and all I can say is that the lesson I learned was that don't get drunk in Hudson. Let's put it that way.
We're getting in the van. We're gonna get in the back.
In the back.
It's a little crazy in the front, but. We're just gonna sit here.
We'll stick around the block.
What is this, dude?
Boxes. We're gonna sit in the van and have a live performance.
So here we are. We're all going to sit here, and we're going to have a live performance.
What's up, Pro Bowl?
It's on his way home. Call Pride.
That's going to be a great show. Taliban's playing on Saturday, as is Chris Fitzsiyoka. No, leave it open.
Not even.
Not even.
I don't even know if I have your number.
My number, dude. Come on. You got my number.
I got it.
Okay. And so, here we are. We're in.
I gotta have the. How many numbers do you got?
Yeah, I probably have Annabelle, Ben Crum, BJ, Brandon, Chris. Oh, I do have yours. Dave.
Sweet.
My uncle, Don Mc. Jason LaFarge, Jeremy Wilms, Kyle. Oh, nice.
My ex-girlfriend's on here, too.
Oh, nice, nice, dude.
Yeah.
We gotta give her a call.
Yeah.
Should we give her a call and ask her over?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And Lucas, I have your number, too.
Oh, wow.
I have Max Johnson.
Dude, you got loads of cool people.
Should we call Johnson?
Yeah, dude. I bet he'd really appreciate that while he's playing his third gig tonight.
Mappa. Yeah, Max is playing. Warren.
Max is currently at his third gig.
Ron Stavinsky. He's probably awake.
What is this? Let's talk seriously, though, for a second.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Let's talk about gig picks.
Yeah, well, there's, like...
Asking questions in general.
Yeah, that seems annoying, actually.
But she was an interesting person, and all it takes is just some inquisitive... An inquisitive person to make someone feel good, you know?
I'm gonna whip out my fucking saxophone.
We're gonna have a little jam in the van. ITV in the van.
A little mellow jam.
Yeah.
Because if I get really strong attacking, we're gonna get like really
tonight. Attack. Didn't play tonight.
There's no lighting.
Like, we have light.
Yeah.
Like,
light.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Oh yeah.
All right, let me get light out here.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at this guy.
Ooh, look at that guy. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
We're in the band right now.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that. We're supposed to have a...
Okay. See,
yeah,
now we have a production team.
Yeah.
It really is like at least a three-person job to produce a radio show. We got Tom and Hudson.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
I guess it's the point where I say hello back, because we've lost them again, and I'm not sure we can find them this time. Yes. And, hopefully we'll have them back in just a second. We sent the message, the signal, back and forth to Hudson. If you want to call in the meantime, do I have a phone that's working? It looks like it's working. 518-622-2598. We'll take your call until they're back, and then we have to put them back on. So, warning, you've called. You might get cut off because we have to go back to the live show that we may or may not get back. So, let's... send the message. Now we have to look for it again. And if you're watching online, Periscope is the place to go. Periscope is the place to go. And looks like there may be a new one. There it is.
And we're back. But so we were getting into like the real deal about like, I think I would like to see in New York and across America gig band situation limited to two bands max at a show, club show. Because again, it's like, A, it's not really cool to play at 8 p.m. It's not really cool to play at 9 p.m. It's actually really only cool to play after 11. And so when you have a gig after 11, then you really only need two bands maximum. Still one band is enough. And it's like also when you look at like what like Coltrane did or bands in the 60s, they'd play six nights a week.
Yeah.
And play three sets a night. Yeah. Who is that? Yeah. Find out.
What you doing? Play your fair saxophone solo.
But so we. But no,
I'm single, man. I can say whatever I want now. And anyone can hear it, too.
Yeah.
That's the way I roll.
917-415-9094.
Yeah, when you're single, you can just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
She's cute. I don't care. Yes. I don't got to report home to nobody. You know what I mean?
So do you really think
I think, to me, it's like beyond just like the idea of there being
Like, if I'm working all day and I've done a job that I'm not really happy with and I know I have a gig that night, the idea of playing for 30 minutes in a stinky DIY club surrounded by three or four other bands, even if they're my friends, isn't really appealing to me. Because, like, it's not a human experience of letting the art exist in a comfortable situation.
But what about the anonymity of the process in that you can just show up, like, 15 minutes before the gig, no one even knows you arrived, and you just fucking, you just perform, and then you perform the show, and then you can just walk out immediately after, and no one even knows you left because there's so many bands, so many people there. So you as a performer
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No.
Oh, really? Well, it's good to be social, but sometimes, I'm just saying, if you're tired that day, you can leave. Yeah. You're never tired.
Well, you're still young, but like...
I'm never tired.
The anonymity of it, like, I just wouldn't, it's not worth, to me, maybe my time if it's only this 30 minutes with five bands or something, and it's going, like, versus, like, okay, actually making the time to make a sound check happen. Like, when we're in Europe, we make a sound check every night. We make sure things sound
good. But it never works.
Even if it,
the sound checks never work.
It's true. The sound check never works. But at least you're making an effort to think about what you're about to do versus, like, just getting up and doing
it. It's like diarrhea on the stage.
Yeah. But you might as well just go get there and play, do a line check right before you play because oftentimes the monitors, all the settings are different.
If it doesn't work, you're still the only band.
Oftentimes in Europe, you're the only band.
Exactly. Yeah. And the audience doesn't mind that.
What is that about? Because they have some support.
I think...
You can get paid, too.
You get paid.
People show up.
People show up.
Yeah. Everybody loves Talbot.
Oh, that's a lot of ladies. It's a lot of fame. Yeah. Well, I have a whole fan base with ladies.
Like thousands.
Usually it's like, about 200 women who come to see me play.
They shriek.
Yeah, it might be 300 now.
Like,
so we've been.
Some of them pass out when you enter the stage and stuff.
Like, and they pass out, As soon as it's like Tom Jones. Like, people ladies throwing panties up on stage at me and stuff.
No, but I mean, what do you think
How does that make you feel, Kevin?
Well, you know, I don't mind when a lady throws a panty or two. Because honestly, it just reminds me of my foundation, of my home, my apartment, and my laundry. So I want to do laundry.
Is that what you really want to think about when you're on stage?
Yeah, my laundry. You know, I just like to roll through things like Sting. You know, Sting said, you know, Sting.
So what you're saying is that, like, when a woman throws her thong up on the stage at you, it, like, reminds you of, like, the underwear that you wear?
Yeah. Because I wear a thong and I wear a Speedo, but oftentimes my underwear actually isn't...
It's hard to make sure that, like...
Well, my underwear isn't set up like a thong, but what you can do is you can just roll it up in the back and pull it in, and then it's a thong-like thing.
No, but let's go back to the topic at hand.
People want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, because would the scene's fat be trimmed heavily if it was a mandate that it was one band playing two sets 90 minutes? And would a lot of people, like, drop off playing gigs if that suddenly became the case?
Hopefully, because a lot of them suck.
Well, what do you think about that? I mean, you play a lot of gigs, you see a lot of multi-band bills.
You see a lot of bands you don't like.
Do you think if suddenly it was like, oh, you have to play 90 minutes, like, and that was, like, the rule, like, would there be less bands?
I think people should be able to play, like, as long sets as they want to play. I don't really... And I think that there can be, like, good music that only lasts 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Sure.
So, but, I mean, I think it's, like... I think it's probably two separate issues. Like, I mean, when I see, like, a stacked build that's, like, really awesome, and there are, like, four bands, I'm super happy to, like, be there.
Yeah, Saturday's a good show. Like, that's a good example of bands I'm actually... excited to see.
Maybe I don't even know half of them.
Well, I know some.
Like,
I know
that's
the
like
people.
Five bands.
Yeah,
but the Gismatics is gonna be awesome.
But so when you see a bill you're excited by, that's a plus.
If it's if there are four bands that are really really good, all four of them, that's like a once in every 2 year experience, though.
Yeah,
that's like extremely rare.
Usually,
one
it's
of the
four
only
bands.
Times the times coming to my head is like that People bill, Abuse, Cellular Chaos, People, and one other band, and that was like a crazy bill.
Yeah, that was a good
bill. Everybody was good.
Yeah. But I mean, like, tonight,
it
for
so
example,
rarely happens.
Tonight, for example, The Inn, there's three groups that are all decent. Yeah. No one's bad. Like, Silent Barn has a good show with, like, you know, Weston
and Booker from Cloud Becomes Your Hand with that trumpet player Brad Henkel. Okay. Like, there's like plenty of good builds. Like that, I don't know if it's really even about the problem of it being a good build versus a bad build. Although I agree that bad booking is rampant in the scene.
Well, also people do it. People book for political reasons, which is also a huge problem. They're like,
ooh, yeah, let's talk about this
person. I got to book this person because, like, I hope that they'll, like, book me later, or, like, I hope I can, like, ingratiate myself with this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had people who are booking bills who literally tell me straight up, like, oh, yeah, man, this bill, like, I just got to do this because, like, of this. Like, they're actually honest about it. It's become a fad that that's, like, okay. Like, I think it's okay. They're, it's like, if you're going to do that, like, and you're actually comfortable even telling me that that's actually what you're doing, that's pretty over the top, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm just booking this bill because, like, I'm trying to ingratiate myself with, like, this person.
Well, I find, like, you know, the community...
And that bill, by the way, sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, the worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Taliban has never really been booked by, like, the scene of the hipper intelligentsia, or whatever you want to call it, of community in New York.
Yeah. Well, what is that?
Like...
John Zorn?
Beyond that, but, like, to, like, even, like, what... is happening now, like, yeah, that's just, like, there's plenty of scenes that have, like...
Or, like, these series, you mean?
Yeah, series, like, they're weekly series that happen at venues.
I can think of a series, Practice, Sam Hilmar.
Yeah.
How is that?
Sam, he's never booked us.
He booked us in 2005.
Oh, okay, there you go.
2005.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't...
After calling, like, 38 other people, he's like, oh, you can't do it? Oh, okay. Oh, you can't do it? Okay, I'll call Taliban.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Well, it's because he's a hippie now. He started playing, like, jam band music, like drum circle music.
Zs became,
like, a drum circle band.
Yeah, like jam.
Yeah.
Like
see?
Yeah, but it's, like, I guess, like, because, but I don't... If you think of... Yeah, well, Gorilla Toss, like, really went to trance. Have you heard their new thing?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
I mean, like, they're going to make some money.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to make some money.
Melvin Gibbs.
DFA.
Call him Melvin Gibbs. He's a jam band, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Playing some funk music.
That's probably good.
Yeah, it is good, actually.
No, but I think the reason we haven't been booked for practice is exactly like what you said, is because like, we have nothing really to offer Sam or whoever politically.
Well, that makes
socially.
A difference. It's probably
like as like
he
a
wants
reason.
Something.
Yeah. Everyone wants something. When
But even music.
I want something. I want some good music. That's what I want.
Yeah.
But like,
good music.
Yeah.
We just want some good music.
But that idea that a band is only booking or a person is only booking a show to create a larger social context for themselves in the future.
We live in
prevalent.
A world that's extremely narcissistic. Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of narcissistic too. So like, but I'm not. But I really, you know. Try to like book good music. That's like important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
despite the fact that I'm narcissistic.
But do you want to be the best band? If you book a night, do you want to be?
No, dude.
Oh, you don't?
No. I wish there were like way better bands. Like.
Yeah. So you'd like to be inspired by the other bands?
Oh yeah.
Too? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh okay. Because some bands like certain people book shows and then they book bands. On the same bill as their own band, but then they always try to book bands that aren't as good.
As good, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's been our...
That's some political...
Yeah, that's another problem with, like, a headlining group never wants to get shown up by, like, the support band.
Yeah, like Lydia, what?
Yeah. Well, that was, exactly. Oh, yeah. We had a situation.
That band that played was...
Terrible,
was
right?
About that.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
They were bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
We had a situation.
I heard about that situation, but yeah, that band that opened up was like...
Horrible.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So bad. It was like some like fake glam rock or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was.
Fake too, like fake terrible melodies and everything.
Yeah, you weren't there though.
No, but it was on YouTube.
Yeah, we checked it out on YouTube.
Yeah. That's why I was posting their YouTube videos to that Facebook invite, just so that everyone could hear it well in advance and just know that it makes no sense.
I hung out in the green room most of their set because I saw like a minute of it. No, this sucked. I'm gonna go like.
Did Lydia make a comment on about that band?
No.
She was entirely out of the loop.
She was just. She didn't even hear them. So. Yeah. What are you gonna say about them? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, like, to sum it up to the certain listeners in Hudson, New York, it's tough out there. Yeah. How is the scene in Hudson? Call us up, 917-415-9094. We haven't gotten any phone calls yet.
Well,
but,
is anybody out there?
I think.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
We have eight viewers.
Oh. Wow. So we got to bring it to this. Let's move the subject matter.
Yeah, let's bring it to some musical realms.
Oh yeah.
And we've got Chris Pitsiokas.
Oh yeah.
The saxophone.
Oh yeah.
Solo.
Solo break. No, come on. Put a little jam band.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do a jam band.
Yeah.
What do you got over here?
I got percussion.
I got a cymbal.
Yeah. Okay. You got a snare drum too.
Oh right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me pull out my. I got a stick.
Yeah.
We're getting ready.
Yeah. We're going to do a musical interlude now. Can we close the door?
Yeah. Should I put like a little bluesy thing? Yeah.
Do something for the ladies. The van's falling apart, people.
Enjoys it. We're broadcasting live in Hudson, New York.
Yeah, dude.
Are you so a musician practicing yourself?
I like jazz music. What are you guys doing here? Who the fuck are you?
Okay, well, this is Chris Pitsiokas on the alto saxophone.
You know who I am?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So, what are you doing here?
We're live. We're brought on the radio.
We're enticing people so we can coerce them in and murder them.
Well, the name of the show. The name of the show is called ITV.
We all live in New York, actually.
Oh,
long time New Yorkers. It's actually true.
The name of the
although
name,
we're acting like some degenerate
out of town. No idea.
It seemed like it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe you're like a traveling.
No. This is like the new
touring the country.
Yeah. We can find a venue to book us tonight.
Yeah. This is like our gig in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
It's really dark.
Take it easy, man.
We play in a group called Taliban.
Silence.
Taliban? Are you
Taliban.
Taliban.
He has an exclamation point.
Yeah, like B-A-M, like BAM. Yeah. Like Brooklyn Academy. Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Right. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what would this feel like if this was like, if we were a traveling group?
What?
And, like, let's hypothesize on
Yeah, let's hypothesize. We got to get our viewership back up.
Yeah.
I think we lost some viewers on the musical interlude.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're at 5 viewers right now.
So we got to gotta bring it back up to 8.
Yeah, can we get, can we get 8?
To 8, yeah. Call your friends.
Oh, wow, he lives right there. Should we go, should we follow him into his apartment? Yeah. Hey, can we sleep at your house now? that would actually be what, if the hypothesis was that we couldn't find a gig in New York, but we came to New York anyway.
Yeah.
And we just...
tell our friends we got a gig in New York.
Yeah. And, the end result was playing music in the van.
Yeah. We should do a van.
At what age... Yeah, at what level of traveling and touring would you feel that would be a successful evening?
I would do it. I like this idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get my drums in here. Like, I could sit like this and just have a bass drum and a snare.
It would be cool, if instead of actually, booking venues, you just went with, a big camper.
Yeah.
And, you just brought your own venue to every
city.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You could just have,
invite people in. Yeah, you could have a PA.
There's a history of bands.
20 people in, a camper.
Well, easy. Which is better than most shows.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? I thought 300 people showed up.
For me. Yeah. No, I thought you meant...
I was talking about other people.
Yeah. As a solo artist, for me, it's always at least 300 women.
Do you remember the group Friends Forever?
Oh, yeah, Friends Forever.
Yeah, they played in the van.
Well, what about, who else did that? Was our man Joe.
Joke.
And Dan Deacon.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that band?
Rated R.
Yeah, Rated R played in the...
They didn't play in the van, they played in the parking lots.
No, they had
Keith Abrams.
Yeah, with Keith.
Yeah.
I thought they played in the van.
No, they played outside.
I was in a camper show once. I didn't play it, but I saw it. It was cool.
Yeah, buses.
You liked it?
Whatever. It was whatever.
Whatever.
It's like a camper in a yard, whatever.
Camper
maybe,
in a yard.
Maybe we should book a show. Maybe we should book a show in the van.
Yeah.
And
film it.
And film, yeah. I'd have to clean out the van a little more, but that's okay.
Well, even if you sat there.
Hey, Matt, why do you have a van?
She's like, why do I? Because it makes money.
Maybe she wants to be part of our session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the creep zone.
Yeah. You can't invite women into a van after midnight in New York City in a dark van.
Three guys
sitting in the back of a van.
Oh, yeah, we're playing percussion.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you guys coming in?
Yeah.
That's just something you can't do. There's sort of certain rules, ethical rules.
Yeah. But if they if someone wanted to get in the van, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's we're not dangerous.
She might want to get in.
Some people are into,
adventure.
Anyway. Yeah. They probably, come in here and then be really disappointed that, we were just actually not trying to rape them.
We're not doing anything.
That would be, I guess.
That'd be kind of a bummer,
We want to intrigue people, but yet they come in here and then they hear us talking about music and venues and shows.
They're like, this is really boring.
Yeah, this is really boring. And then they walk out and then we start crying. And then
what's the food scene like in Harlem these days?
Some
new restaurants?
What's the food like in Harlem?
Yeah, what's the food like in Harlem?
It's funny you should ask.
We're moving on to a new segment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Cuisine.
Yes,
cuisine.
Yeah,
let's move to cuisine.
Okay.
She knows about cuisine.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, today, I don't normally spend that much money on food because I'm... Because, although I'm an extremely successful musician,
I
have my busy schedule to, spend, I'm, practicing all the time. So
Yeah.
I just eat, the fastest, I just eat, Cliff Bars and stuff, But, my father was in town this day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Today.
So he took me out, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where did he take you?
We went to this place in Harlem, right next to the Red Rooster.
BBQ?
No.
Oh.
Where's the Red Rooster?
Well, it's funny because the Red Rooster is this famous place, Obama ate there and stuff.
Okay.
It's this famous restaurant in Harlem. I think it's soul food or something, but I never been there. But anyway, I was telling my dad, we should go there, this place called Silvio's, which is this old time, soul food place. And he's a complete tourist and didn't really want to, he's a racist too, so he didn't really want to go to a place that made him uncomfortable. So he picked the most touristy thing on the block, which is this French bistro. Where all the white people were sitting.
Yeah. The new gentrifying restaurant.
It was a lot of old white people though, which is kinda surprising. I don't really know what that was about. The grandmas visiting their kids the parents visiting their kids.
I've seen that in Bushwick now too, where you see the parents with the kids and you're oh wow, okay.
I saw a couple years ago, this isn't even that surprising about Bushwick now, but when I knew that Bushwick was kinda
over the top, like genderfied. It was the first time was like about a year or and a half ago when I was like, you know, probably like playing a show there or something. I saw a sign for prenatal yoga, and I was like,
prenatal yoga.
Oh yeah, okay. Bushwick is still really cool. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That was like the nail in the coffin right there.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to this little thing with my dad. Yeah. So he brought me to this, or like rather, I like told him like there are three restaurants right next to each other. They're like, whatever, like up your alley because they're bougie and like overpriced. So. But we went to this place. It was pretty good. I had some like steak tartare for the first time in New York City ever. I've never had it in New York.
Tartare. Wow. Steak tartare. Did it have like chopped up onions and all this?
It had like some capers and like
onions.
Oh,
man.
And so good. And like the presentation was awesome. They like put like an egg. You know how you put like egg yolk on it sometimes? It had like an egg in a yolk in the hat quarter of like a shell like resting on top of it. So I like dunked it and then mixed it up so in there. Good. It was delicious. Yeah, yeah. It was really good.
How much was
steak tartare?
How much was
$23. Not bad.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable for steak tartare. Yeah, but steak tartare is actually cheap. That's the thing.
Was it a good amount?
Yeah, there were two. There were two. It was like small and large, 14 or 23.
But you got the large.
I got the large.
Was that like a pound or half pound?
I don't know how much it was, but it was like a nice like. It was the right amount.
Was there?
And there were French fries.
Oh man, sounds so good.
I've never had like real steak tartare in New York City. I mean, I've had like they like spread like a little bit on like a little like cracker.
Yeah,
you know that kind of thing. But like not like real like. The only time I've had that is in Paris.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I've never had
I think it's really hard to make steak tartare here because the health code
is
like so strict that you have to like go through all these hoops to have to serve steak tartare.
Well, that's, because they have that raw sausage in Denmark or in Netherlands, which you can't have here in New York. But it's so good. It's raw beef sausage.
I haven't had that.
Yeah. I've never gone back to Amsterdam. Which I'm never going back to, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
I'm going there in March, actually, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah, February, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, playing some shows. I'm playing some shows with Jasper Stad. No, I'm not playing with him. I'm playing on the bill.
Yeah, Jasper. Good luck.
Yeah, do a lot of drugs.
But did he?
No, Jasper's a great guy.
If you go there, you have to get this.
Jasper's definitely listening right now.
Yeah. No. But you have to eat the raw sausage. I'll send you the...
Wait, it's a Netherlands thing?
Yeah. It's raw beef sausage.
Yeah, I gotta ask about this. Yeah.
It's so good. That's the best part of the Netherlands, actually, is this raw beef sausage. For all you vegans out there. I was vegan. I can say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
for 20 years or something. Why am I eating beef now?
Because I don't care. No.
Yeah!
I was never vegan. I never cared.
I'm going to Mexico City in about a
few days. Dude, you should eat raw food there. That's a really good idea.
Why are you going to Mexico City?
On a little trip.
With who?
What?
Alone.
No.
With some people.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do there?
I'm going to go eat bugs.
That's your whole thing?
That's my plan. I want to eat bugs. Like, I mean, the Mexican cricket scene, the larva scene.
Oh, larva?
Like, yeah. You can eat, like, it's apparently like caviar. Larva? But like,
no!
No, but like...
So like fly larva or something?
There's like some larva that you can eat that's like the eggs of, you know, the bugs, and it's apparently like caviar.
Oh! Sounds terrible.
No, I'll give a report. I don't know.
You're going to eat bug larvae?
I'm planning to eat a lot of bugs when I'm in Mexico City.
Oh, man.
Because you can't get bugs in New York.
I don't do that.
Well, we need to like...
I don't go there. I'm pretty adventurous.
80% of the world eats bugs. And the West needs to start eating bugs.
I eat bugs inadvertently in my sleep.
Yeah, we eat bugs too.
Yeah. Oh, but like, the bug protein movement is coming.
Is it really 80%?
No. It's 80% of the world eats bugs. No, it's a fact.
Where did you get this fact from?
I think I looked it up online.
Wow, the internet?
Yeah, well, because there's a company now that's marketing a cricket flour protein bar in America.
I would eat that probably.
Yeah, but but that's just like endoskeleton of a cricket.
Yeah, but like if you want it, but
tastes like nothing.
I think a bug like charred in chili oil. I think a bug charred in chili oil is going to be pretty delicious.
I mean, the more like crunchy ones, I'm down, but the larvae, crunchy. I'm not really like down with.
But what about the giant like beetle? You're going to eat a giant beetle?
I'm going to see what the options are.
Are you going to eat a water bug, cockroach?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
We'll see where it goes. I'm just excited to eat it.
There are plenty of bugs crawling around New York City.
Yeah.
No, I want to go, though. It sounds amazing.
I'll let you know how it is.
But
maybe we should go with you. We should all go with you and do the show down there Or you should do the show down there. But
oh, I'll do ITV when
yeah,
I'm
while you're eating the bugs. Yeah. You should do a whole review.
A live review.
Yeah, but during the day so we can see it.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You should eat some live larvae. Live review the live larvae.
Live review the larvae. But, so the cuisine hour is, what do you feel about cuisine? What's new?
Oh, yeah, okay. So I have some new thing that I'd like to share.
Oh, yeah.
I've been, recently I've been getting really into turmeric. And so what I do is, yeah, oh yeah. So I take ground up organic turmeric and I put it in some water. And then I take a little apple cider vinegar, put that in there too.
Whoa.
You put a little cinnamon in there.
Whoa.
And then I put a little vanilla extract in there.
Whoa.
And then you can put a powder, protein powder of, you know, whatever variety, you can use whey or you can use vegetable protein. But also I've been putting in Green Vibrance. So now I have all the algae and different wheatgrasses.
How does
and
it make you feel?
Not too much different than I normally do.
So then is it psychosomatic that you're ingesting all of these?
Why are you ingesting all these things?
Well, they say that turmeric is good for, your
blood. They say. Who's they?
All these articles like the Gerson Institute and stuff like that.
Why do you care about your health so much, Kevin? <'Cause I'm... laughs> You like nervously laugh.
Well, yeah.
My health is what I have.
Yeah.
You know, the health. Yeah. At least you can try and control your health.
How do you feel about health?
I would like to be healthier. I've developed a bit of a gut. I'm not sure, but
that's why the bugs. If you start eating bug larvae,
bug larvae is a dietitian.
If you go to Mexico City and eat something bad, you'll probably lose that weight pretty fast. It's like, wouldn't go be able to eat because some parasite will be eating your...
You have a tapeworm?
Yeah.
You just got to get a tapeworm and then it'll sort you right out.
Yeah.
Just get the tapeworm.
No, but I like health, you know, like I don't want to...
I don't like health.
I don't want to die at 37.
That's good.
Oh, that would be cool, man, because then you'd be in the books.
Well, 27 is, 37 is the new 27.
Yeah, like Blind Melon.
Was he 37?
27.
Well, 27. I was aware of 27.
I could still die at 27.
Yeah.
You could die at 27.
I think I have enough time to, like, get done some good stuff before that.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. Maybe you should
go for it. 2.5 years. I should go for it.
Yeah. No, don't go for it.
Or just, like, try and
I have 2 years and 11 months before I turn 28, so, like...
Oh, okay.
Okay, well then, I mean...
I don't want you to die at 27.
I don't want you to die either, but, like, get to the point that all those dudes that did die at 27 got to.
Yeah, like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain.
But then if I don't die, nobody will care.
Well, no, but then it's cool.
But then you'll die eventually. Anyway.
But it's cool because then 37 or even 48 is the new 27.
Oh, yeah. 40 is, like, pretty cool, too. That's when John Coltrane died. Everybody's sad about him.
Was he 40?
Yeah.
I mean, did the CIA kill John Coltrane, though? Let's be real. Like, I think the CIA...
Could be. I don't know.
I think the CIA was involved in a plot to kill Eric Dolphy, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, probably. Like, I don't really know.
Albert Ayler, Morrison.
I kind of believe it, but I also see, like, the music friends around me and realize that they all live... most of them live extremely messed up, like, druggy life.
Yeah, right,
so, like, it doesn't surprise me that much that, like, some
because
some of my friends, I'm not going to name anybody.
Yeah, I think I can...
are doing things teetering almost every day that really could... that they could die from, so...
Yeah.
They should stop that.
Yeah, they should.
But they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't. Oh, God.
So then, But, I mean, Hendrix died at 27... And, what would he have been...
Jim Morrison, what do you guys think about the Doors? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I like the Doors.
I like the Doors, too.
Really?
No way.
I like the Doors, too, but anytime I bring this up to people, people are like, are you
people don't
me?
Like the Doors.
People hate the Doors. What's that about? I like the Doors.
People hate the studio over-produced tracks.
Like, people just hate them, like, through and through. They think it's, like, corny...
No, it's good.
It's so good.
When he's,
I think he's like the first punk or something.
Yeah.
That
stuff with, you ever heard the duos with him and Hendrix?
No, sounds good.
Oh, you gotta hear the bootlegs with
Jim
Morrison and Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
Yeah, send me those bootlegs.
It's insane. He's swearing, talking about like.
Send me those booty legs.
Oh yeah.
Well, my dad was supposed to produce a film that was going to star Jim Morrison in like 1970, and it was about a rock star. Yeah, exactly. He died. But it was about a rock star who goes too far over the edge, and his mafioso manager brings him to Sardinia to
calm down, but then he takes a lot of LSD and hangs out with the fishermen of the island.
But then Jim Morrison actually
did die. But so then they were going to try and get Kris Kristofferson for the film, but it that didn't work either because he wasn't a star yet. And so the studio said no to that. But I'm ready to make this film now. Yeah, if anyone wants
right
to
now.
Make
right
this film,
yeah.
Call 917-415-9094.
Yeah.
Let's do a reenactment of this film right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be... Who should I be?
You should be Hendrix.
No, I'll be Morrison.
Oh, character. Morrison.
Okay.
You're the mafioso, and then...
I want to be the other guy.
Fisherman guy.
You're the fisherman. Oh, you're the Sardinian fisherman.
And so what... So just get the plot. So you're...
I'm... Let's just create the plot.
As we go. Yeah, improvise the plot.
Yeah, we're in Sardinia.
Okay, I'm the fisherman.
No, I got to take you to Sardinia first.
Okay. Oh, that's... Really go from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Action.
Hey, so you're really, like, getting over the edge and stuff.
Yeah, man, you know, like, I'm sorry, you know, like, the stage is my temple.
Hey, I'm a fisherman, and I like, as I fish, I like to...
No, scene cut. All right, now go to the fisherman.
What? That was good.
No, scene cut. Yeah,
oh, the cut? Oh, okay.
No, I mean, like, we gotta cut the scene before we go to the fisherman.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, you guys are still in the scene.
No,
okay.
But you could go. Like, it's a lot of scenes about
the fisherman by himself
talking. Yeah.
Oh, well, my point was that I was just going to say, I'm a fisherman. I'm out there on the canoe, and I want to recite poetry. And I love poetry, and I want to learn some new poems so I can think about them when I'm out there, or even sing to myself, you know? But I just don't know what to sing. I wish there was someone in Sardinia who could help me sing, who could help me with a poem. Just, I have this poem, it kind of goes like this. Sugar, won't you... But bring on the fire, you know, like, it's not, I wish someone would help me interpret these words better and just come up with a better poem. It's like, honey, won't you turn on the fire or something like that. You know, I wish there was someone, is there anyone in Sardinia who could help me with my poem?
What?
Scene cut.
Oh yeah. And then now we go where? Yeah.
We're on the plane landing in Sardinia.
Okay, and the fisherman is still fishing. Okay, so the scene now...
is between the two of us.
Okay.
Where have you taken me?
Yeah, so, you know, we were doing way too many drugs, and, you know, my money was just, like, you know, not... the worst actor.
No, I like your acting.
Yeah, you're keep going.
Yeah, that's how you sound.
Yeah, we're just, like, not making enough money off you anymore, so, like...
The mafiosa like, sounds. Yeah, yeah. They're just pretty, like, straightforward.
You're like sales are like really going down because you're doing too many drugs and you're like squandering a bunch of money on like my money on your drugs and stuff like that. So like
I'm sorry for that. I've done too much. I'm gonna cool down in Sardinia.
Yeah.
And then I'm
gonna
become a bigger star. You'll see. I'm gonna be
you're gonna really
star.
Cool down.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So we've landed. It's beautiful here.
Yes, you're going to like it here, my friend.
What's his name? There needs to be some establishing.
What? In the film, his name is Alan.
Oh, Alan. Oh,
but let's do the...
That's not a rock star name.
Yeah. The name needs work. Yeah.
It needs work.
Yeah.
Complete overhaul.
Yeah. So, well, you chop off the A a little bit.
Yeah.
You need some work.
His name's Lan.
Land's End.
Lane. That could be good. That's a good rock star. Lane.
Oh, yeah. Diane Lane.
There's Lane. Lane Diane.
Oh, man.
Adam Kane.
Lane Kane.
That guy plays guitar.
Yeah, he's got some experience.
Lane Kane.
Adam Lane Kane.